underground preacher to the underground church. I have a problem today to share with you, because I was ashamed on how the world treats the children of God, how we are looked down upon, how we are being despised, hated, treated wrong. Our life conditions down here is really, it's really not the best, you know? And I found myself looking at it and being ashamed of it, hating the humiliation and hating the shame and all the things that come along with it. It's like, to the point I was like, dying to me is not a problem, but facing that situation down here is just, I don't like it at all. Because it's like, you know your standards with God. You know how God highly regards you. But people just treat you any kind of way. The world, but then again, the world is not your friend. We shouldn't look up to it. And I was just kind of drowning. Excuse me. I was just kind of drowning in this misery and pity party until God came and gave me a message for all of us. So I'm just going to share it with you. Well, it goes like this. My son, my daughter, let humiliation humble you. Let shame teach you. But don't you let them break you. For your kingdom is not of this world. Your reward is not bound to time. You are kings, queens, princes, and princesses, bound to an eternal glory. Engrave that to your hearts, and do not, do not, I insist, do not be conformed to this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind. For your God is a living God. He would provide all of your needs according to his riches and glory. So fear not, for he is with you. Be not dismayed, for he is your God. He will strengthen you. Yes, he will help you. He will uphold you with his righteous right hand. I needed that myself. Thank you, God. We need that as a reminder that he's God. That all we're going through down here is temporary. We have eternal glory awaiting for us. So let us not be ashamed. Let us run this race as warriors of light for the sake of our God, for the sake of love, and for the sake of one another. underground preacher to the underground church.